This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look it, we haven't talked Pirates at all today, so figured we'd talk to our guy Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, get a little Bucko talk in. But listen, just being real with the folks out there, being real with you too, Noah, I mean, the Buccos are getting pushed further and further down the pecking order here, because I said in the last segment, while I was impassionately defending Jose Luis Ballester, the amateur who was wearing the upside-down Sun Devils hat at the Masters, that it's not like he went potty on the course or anything. I have been corrected, and I was ignorant to this. He did, in fact, go pee-pee at Augusta National, Doran. Shortly after notching a birdie on the 12th hole, there were restrooms to the left of the 13th hole tee box. He missed them and went in the tributary to nearby Ray's Creek to urinate. While Justin Thomas was still on the 12th green, he peed. And then he said, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since Thomas had an issue on the green, I'm like, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the claps that I really got today real loud. So that was kind of funny. And then he went on to say it was not embarrassing at all for me. If I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Wow.
He peed. I got no problem with it. This guy is the everyman. I love this human being. He's wearing what he wants. He's peeing where he wants. That's what I do when I golf. It's what Pomp does. And if Pomp does it, it's okay by me. Guy's a legend. You don't like the pee thing?
No. Noah, do you like the pee thing? You think this guy's disrespecting the game?
I probably wouldn't have done that at Augusta National.
No. Right.
This is me talking, right? I just want everyone to know. This isn't Noah saying this. Certainly not Dorn. I was at a crew race at Occoquan. And right before the race started, we had our boat in position. I mean, we're probably moments from starting the race. I had to go. I stood up off the side of the boat and took a leak.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pro.
It's not Augusta National.
It's not Augusta National. Exactly, Noah.
Oh, but I'm Adam
it's
Crowley.
It's not the Masters.
You're telling me if you had to go, you ain't going.
I'm going to the bathroom.
You ain't ever peed on a golf course?
Yeah. They have an app that literally follows every single golfer in this tournament.
That's right.
Like, you're on camera 24/7.
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't do that.
I'm guessing.
I mean, if you're like a top five player in the world, then it's funny. It's kind of like the Bull
See,
Durham
this
thing.
Is,
yes.
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, if you have fungus on your flip-flops and you're a 20-game winner, you're colorful. You have character. If you do it in the minor leagues, you're a slob. So, same thing goes for peeing at the Masters, I guess.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. It has anything to do with your accomplishments. I either think you respect it or you don't respect it. And for me, I like the irreverence of this guy. Dude's a household name. This guy's my hero. I want to get him on the show. I want to talk to this guy next week, Doran. I want to talk to Jose Luis Ballester. The world is his oyster. His name is his virtue. Uh-huh. My man's got no rules. All right, one more thing before we get into the Bucko baseball with Noah Hiles. Someone said not to be racist, but why is the white guy dancing on the video stream during the break. I think that would be me.
You were dancing?
I'm always dancing.
Oh.
It's probably one of those Goodfeet commercials. 60 seconds of their jingle where they pretty much like, yeah, you got the room for an hour. Why don't you cut yourself a single?
Yeah, I'd be dancing the Top Dog, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I did not. Mm-hmm. All right, no, the Buccos win their first series of the season, and now they're going up against a Cincinnati team that also cannot hit. Bailey Falter on the mound today. Is there any reason to believe that the Pirates' offense can turn it around and become average this year?
If there is a reason, that reason is health.
Yeah.
I think once the team gets a little healthier and you see Kutch and Reynolds in the lineup every day together, once you see Spencer Horowitz back, I don't know what you're going to get from him, but I think he can be a better leadoff hitter than what they've got from the top of the order without him there. And once you get Nick Gonzalez back, I mean, those are just big league hitters. Those are average big league hitters
right.
on a bad day. And they have potential to be above average. That's what's missing from this lineup right now. There are a couple of guys who are putting together good at bats, but when you have guys who simply put just aren't average major league hitters in your lineup, 2, 3, 4 of them every game, it makes it easier to attack an entire lineup because you know who to pitch to and who not to pitch to. So O'Neal Cruz isn't seeing a ton of stuff in the strike zone. Brian Reynolds isn't seeing a ton of stuff in the strike zone. So I think once they get a more complete lineup, they have a better chance. But I mean, this has been the criticism for this team all year, all offseason, all spring, and now 2 weeks into the regular season. The main criticism was the offense isn't good enough. They needed to do more. They needed to bring in more bats. And they didn't. And this is what happens.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, I asked Jeff Hathorn this yesterday. Can you explain to me why that you have Jack Sawinski leading off? He is awful right now. He's awful. He's been awful. I think his last home run was, what, last July or last June? Why would you have a guy like that who has probably the, I think he has the lowest average on the team, batting average on the team, leading off?
Because he sees a lot of pitches. If there's one thing about Jack Sawinski, it's he's going to watch a lot of pitches. Some of those pitches will be called strike three. But, I mean, he's going to watch a lot. And, I mean, he did draw, I think he drew two walks on Wednesday.
Yep.
I know the top spot of the order drew three, but I believe one was Canario after he was subbed in. But yeah, I don't love that either. I thought it looked fine in spring training when they were doing it, but it seems not to be working. And if I were to go with the left-hander right now at the top of the order, I would rather see O'Neal Cruz personally than Sawinski, simply because Jack has an approach that could work. But if he's not able to get on base more frequently, if he's not matching the walks to strikeouts, if he's not turning some of those nice barrels that he has into actual base hits, then it's just not working.
Should we be worried about the dip in velocity for Paul Skeens? I know it's only been three starts. One of those games, it was 35 degrees or less. But he was throwing 98.8 miles an hour last year. It's 98 flat this year. And we have not seen him hit triple digits yet. So is this a big deal, not a big deal, something to keep an eye on?
No, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think his... One, I think it has something to do with the weather, especially this last start. Most guys just don't throw as fast in April in general, too, because they're not completely stretched out. And I think another part of it is he's really trying to work on efficiency. That's like his primary goal for this year is to go deeper into ball games. And if that means taking a little bit off the fastball to get it in a more precise location where it can get a first pitch out or, you know, some soft contact early in a count, then that's what he's going to do. So I think that that probably explains it a little bit more. Now, if we see the velo dip down to like 96 on average, then that's a concern. I'm not worried about his average fastball velo dropping less than 1 mile per hour in the first three starts of a season.
Noah, you texted me and said, not only do you have a great ability to know every single state capital, but that it actually saved your life or helped you out of a pinch. What happened here?
So when I was 12, I broke two windows in my house in a span of like 10 days playing baseball in my backyard. We had like a garage connected to our house, and I hit a ball on one day through the first pane of the window, and then like 4 days later, same one, second window, just destroyed it. My dad, I don't think he planned on talking to me that entire summer. He was like so mad at me. And then one day after a little league game, the rule was basically I was just on punishment the whole summer. Like I was doing chores. I was doing anything I could to make up for this broken window. And then one day after a little league game, I don't know how it came up, but we started talking states and capitals. And he was confident that the capital of Arizona was Flagstaff. And I was like, that's just not correct. And so like it got into like a heated argument in the car ride home. And I was like, I'll bet you anything. And he goes, name your bet. And I was like, if this is correct, you can't bring up the window ever again.
Oh, man.
You can't bring it up close. I'm like, I'm off the hook. We're even. And he was like, you know what? I think he was in a good mood because like I had a good game that day or something. And we went home. This is like before you could like look it up on right. your cell phone. So like we went home, got on the computer, and sure enough, it was Phoenix. And I was dancing. Like I was going full Crowley during a break, just dancing, having a good time.
You got over on him.
Got me out of it. He's never brought up the window since.
That is outstanding.
Like 18 years.
Wow.
I thought it was Flagstaff.
Did you really?
No. Maybe. World will never know. Noah, this was wonderful. We didn't talk that much baseball, but we had fun nonetheless. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
Take
Noah.
Care. Love that guy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.